I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Welcome, everybody. This is Richard Kent, host of the Pagan Empire podcast. What I want to talk about today is courage, bravery, having the courage to be who it is that we are as individuals. True courage with true freedom. You know, we live in a country that says we have freedom. And by laws, we do have freedom. But I believe we all know within our heart that that freedom is limited. And due to that limitation, many of us are afraid to come out of the so-called broom closet and be who it is that we are. One of the greatest prisons in life is the fear of being who it is we are. We quench who we are to try to be normal, to try to fit in, to try to be somebody that is likable and that other people around us want to associate with. That fear of persecution, that fear of abandonment, that fear of being cast aside or denied, that is persecution. It may be a silent persecution, but it's persecution nevertheless. But I want to talk about having that courage and being brave enough to stand against the hate and the bigotry in a world so full of opinions. In a world so full of people trying to play the role of the gods rather than just being human and working to coexist in a good, harmonious coexistence with each other. You know, peace is so simple and we make it so hard. How can we come out in the open when our own families sometimes deny us? When those we work with find out that we don't fit within the normal box of what is normal, what do we do then? What do we do when family members begin to cast us aside, deny us, and somewhat turn us into the black sheep of the family because, well, we don't fit into their idea of what's normal. We don't fit into their association of what is theologically correct. That fear binds us and it keeps us in a cage. It keeps us in a mental prison. And it happens every day. You know, the Pagan Empire is an all-inclusive collective of traditions and religions. We want religious freedom for everybody. But the sad fact is, at least in my personal opinion, and I believe it's in so many others, that there are those out there that are extreme and so radical in their faith that they maybe with good intention, but they still persecute, harass, and threaten the ability to pursue happiness and religious liberty in the lives of those that choose something other than an Abrahamic faith. This country has come a long way, but it has such a long way to go. Actually, this world has come a long way, but it has so far to go. Can we be who we want to be in this world? Or does that fear limit us? And I think all of us, if we're true to ourselves, if we're true to what we know is true, that we can say that, you know what, there is issues when it comes to religious liberty. You know, just now in the year 2023, we've got topics as, you know, racism and hate and bigotry. And these topics are finally on the real table of discussion. But when you place those three topics in line with religion, it seems like people run for cover, doesn't it? They just absolutely are afraid to talk about it when it comes to religion. It's kind of like politics. Nobody wants to talk about it because it usually ends up in argument. But we have a problem, and unless we choose to begin to talk about it, to begin to discuss what it is that the problem is and how to solve it. Obviously, we want religious freedom for everyone. But what happens when that religious freedom is manipulated and used for persecution? When that religious liberty convinces someone that they have the liberty to cast down on someone, to degrade somebody, to demean somebody. Isn't that prejudiced and bigotry and just bias? Where do we draw that line? Can we draw that line? But all these things are what stop many people from being who it is that they are. That prison that we lock ourselves into, that prison that many of us live our entire lives being something that we were not, are not, and never truly exhibit who it is that we are to this world. And in my opinion, never truly lived. Because if you are different within than you are without, you are not living. Because you are not showing the world who it is that you are. You know, sometimes religion, even in good intention, has quenched the very essence of what could have been so good and so much of a blessing to this world. That we have removed the spiritual things in this world and replaced them with the fleshly things of this world. We have removed the magic in this world, the miracle in this world, and we've replaced everything with just laws and rules, and in doing so, we have limited our ability as the human race. We have limited the ability of individuals to be all that they can possibly be, because they're not afraid to step out and actually be that person. They're not afraid to make mistakes, because we all know we all make mistakes, don't we? Especially when you're on a new path. When you don't know the path that's in front of you, all you know is you have to walk, and you just keep walking because you believe in what you're doing and you believe in where you're going. But guess what? There's still going to be little stumbling stones on that path that you didn't see because you don't know they're there. We all fail. We all make mistakes. It's just a matter of getting back up on that path and continue walking. But what happens when those obstacles are people. When they're religious institutions, when they're rules or laws that limit those people from being who it is that they are. That person can't be who they are out in public because of such laws and such people. What happens then? Is it acceptable for any religion or any person, any individual to restrain someone's pursuit of happiness? Because if you can't be who it is you are, you have no chance of pursuing happiness, because you're always going to be locked in this prison of self and denial, self-denial. The spirit within you is never going to be able to come out because and experience life, and never going to be able to educate or teach or share wisdom. Never going to be able to do any of those things because it's afraid to come out in the open, afraid to be seen for what you are. This is real topics. This is real pagan talk. Actually, it's just religious talk. It's spiritual talk. This message can go to every religion, every denomination, tradition, or practice. Whether you be Christian or Wiccan or Norse pagan or Druid or shaman, whatever you may be, this message even applies to you. Because unless we can all be who it is that we are on the inside, we never actually truly lived, or we're not truly alive, are we? Why is it that we just simply can't live in a system of mutual respect of differences? I mean, you know, understanding that we're all different, and that's okay to be different, and let the gods do the rest. You say, well, my religion says I have to do this or I should do that. But maybe you can do that, but just do it differently, to where it's not persecution, where it's not hindering people and it's not hurting people. Nobody is stopping you from worshiping in your churches or your temples or your home areas or whatever. Nobody's stopping you. Most people, most pagans, all they're asking for is that when they're doing their thing, that they're allowed to do that without the hate and without the bigotry and without the oppression. And they should be allowed to do that. They should be open to be who they are. And you can still be who you are with that mutual respect of differences, understanding that, you know what, you may not agree with them. You may not even like them. You may even feel they're a threat to society. But you know what you can do? You can go into your own space, and you can pray to your God, and you can do the things that you do that you feel are positive towards this world. And the other people can do the same thing. We can live in that mutual respect of differences, and we can all be who it is that we truly are. You can be Christian, you can be Muslim, you can be Buddhist, you can be Wiccan, you can be whatever eclectic pagan that you choose to be, or if you choose not to be anything at all, you have the right to be nothing at all, religiously. But you know, we have an issue in this country that doesn't exist. We can all parade and pretend everything's hunky-dory and everything's fine, but we know that it doesn't exist. We know that there are serious issues. Social media anymore has become so toxic because of people believing that their opinion is the only opinion, and their opinion somehow is fact. Social media has become so toxic. Excuse me, my words get tongue-tied sometimes. But you know, it has. When someone comes on, because of social media, it's easy for people to get on and talk about what they believe and talk about, you know, their particular path. And many people can see that, and, you know, they could just move on. But many people feel that they have to comment. You know, they have to say something negative because they don't agree. But you know what? The thing is, with not agreeing, you are seeing things in your perspective because of your path being different than their path. And when you do that, you impair them. Because just because they're not in the exact right spot on their path doesn't mean that they soon won't be. But when you oppress them, when you persecute them, sometimes you stop them. Sometimes people get down and they even turn around and go the other direction, or they just completely stop. Your words quenched a movement within those people. Your persecution, even though you considered it just opinion, your persecution stopped someone from being who it is that they are. Social media has become very toxic because it's too easy to talk trash. It's too easy to demean people. Cyberbullying has become rampant all over the place. People getting online and just, I think they like the drama. I think they just like to, you know, it's sad. It truly is sad. Because people just want to be who it is that they are. People are striving for it right now with the LGBT communities and just various other, you know, advocate groups that are just straight out trying to promote equality and fairness and just being able to live the life as they choose to live it, which they have the right. We do not have to understand it. We don't have to agree with it. But everyone has the right to live the life that they choose. As long as they are not hurting someone unwillingly, breaking the law or something of that nature, they deserve the right to live as they choose to live. Leave the rest up to the gods. It's not up for us to cast judgment or to condemn people. That is not for us to do. That's the problem with humanity right now. That's the problem with the inability to coexist, is that mankind wants to play the role of gods instead of just coexisting together and merging our talents and our gifts and just think of where we could be if every person, every country in this world joined together. Think of the things that we could possibly achieve, that if we were allowed to everybody to believe whatever it is that they wanted to believe and be who it is that they wanted to be, and all people cared about was the character of who you are and what you had to offer. Man, just think of what we could be in this world. But all it takes is that mutual respect of differences. And then people can be who it is that they are. They don't have to worry about persecution at school or at work or online or with family. Now, I understand there's things, especially when it comes to family, that makes it difficult. You know, if, you know, for example, you know, a Christian family, maybe it's even a Christian pastor, and has children, and all of a sudden, you know, one day that one of the children says, you know what, I don't want to be a Christian. I believe in paganism. I understand that that's hard. It may be hard to accept. But through that mutual respect of differences, it can be done. You know, we can still love each other. We can still care about each other. We can still work together and just simply just respect each other, respect our choices, respect the fact that we are on different areas and different paths. That doesn't mean we won't change paths, because with all true spirituality, it evolves. And when it evolves, sometimes it changes paths. That's why you can't look at somebody's past to know their future. And you can't judge somebody's future by looking at their past. Because whatever path you're on right now, I can guarantee you someday, you're going to be on a different path, because that's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we understand, is we walk many different paths and we walk many different journeys, depending on what it is that we are here to learn. But if we're not allowed to be who it is we are, if we're not allowed to walk that path or those paths, then we lived a life where we never lived. We just existed. We just were here and then we were gone. We never did what it is that we were supposed to do. Or we never learned what it is that we were supposed to learn. That's why it's imperative that each of us decide to say, you know what, this is who I am, and I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to be courageous. And despite what people say, despite the haters, despite the bigotry and the racism or whatever it may be that's afflicting you right now, that you can rise above that and simply say, you know, this is who I am, and I'm proud of it. I may not have achieved everything I want to achieve. I may not be completely knowledgeable. I may not be wise. I may not be anything but a seeker on his way or her way to achieve enlightenment. But I'm on my way, and I'm going to keep moving forward and keep pushing forward. And one day I will achieve what it is that's within me and that desire that burns within me to reach that enlightenment, to grow as a human being, to not accept and just follow simply because we're told to follow, simply because we're told that something is right, something is normal, and by golly, that's what you're supposed to do. But I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. Let go of the control. Walk your own path. Be the person that isn't afraid anymore. Be that person that is excited about the exploration of something new, something different. Get out of the box of normal. No matter what religion you are, get out of that box that is restraining you. No, I'm not saying get out of your particular religion. I'm talking about getting out of the restraint that says that you can't explore, that you can't read and seek, but because you can. Don't let people dictate to you what it is that's right and what it is that's wrong when it comes to spirituality, because what is right for them may not be right for you, and what is right for you may very well not be right for them, because you're not like them and they are not like you. But being the person that you are is the essence of freedom on this earth. And I firmly believe until you rise to the person that you are within, we're going to do this over and over and over. Because I do believe in reincarnation in that aspect. That we will keep coming back over and over and over until you learn the lesson that you are here to learn. Be who it is that you are. Wake up and decide today that you're not going to just follow anymore. You're not going to follow blindly anymore. You're not going to accept people telling you that you can't do this and you can't do that with all this gatekeeping and telling you that you can't do this because of cultural appropriation or any of this malarkey. This is all one world and we are all part of it. We're all part of it. There is no right and wrong when it comes to how do I want to say that? I know it, and it's a thin line. I understand, because there's a lot of religions feel that they're the only ones that could be within the religion, and it needs to stay within that culture. But nobody owns religion. Nobody owns a practice. Nobody owns nobody owns sage, you know, because I've heard this, that, you know, only Native Americans can use sage because that was in within their practice. And I do respect my, you know, Native Americans. Please don't get me wrong, but nobody owns it. Nobody owns this earth. Nobody owns this land. Let's just let go of that control. Let go of this. What has to be done this way, and if you're not that, you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't let people walk the path that they're supposed to walk, especially in today's society, when most of us don't even know who it is that we are. I mean, even myself, in the year 2023, I have, you know, I'm like 45% Scottish, Irish, and about 30% English. And then the rest is like a whole mixing pot of different things. So how would I myself say, okay, this is my culture, when my culture is all over the place. My culture is many different cultures. So where do you go with there when you want to talk about cultural appropriation? Be who it is that you are. Just be you. Be brave and be courageous. Explore. And you'll know, because you'll feel it within your heart. You'll feel it, that confirmation that says, you know what? This feels like home. I know within my heart that what I'm hearing is truth. And I'm going to go with that. Yes, discern everything you read, everything you hear. Feel it. That's the essence of spirituality. That's what makes real spirituality different than fleshly religion. Because when we talk about these things, you feel it. You know it within you. It's not just reading a book and saying, okay, I'm going to follow that. If it doesn't click within you, don't do it. Be brave. Be courageous. Be who it is that you are. Step out. One day at a time. Just step out. Be that person. Whoever it may be. Just be that. And we can change this world. We can change everything if people just have that courage. And the other people that feel that they have to persecute and condemn and whatever else, let's work to convince them that that's not what they're supposed to do. That they can be who it is that they are and not hurt other people. There is a way to do this. You know, the pagan empire is peaceful. We strive to do everything in peace. We strive for that harmonious coexistence, that everybody has that religious freedom. Everybody has that religious liberty. That's what this is about, is equality and fairness. There is a way to coexist. All we have to do is sit down at the table and say, look, I know these discussions are going to be hard. But let's start the conversation. Let's start somewhere. And that's where it begins. You respect me, I respect you. You be who it is that you are, and I'll be who it is that I am. And we'll work together. We'll build a new community, a new society that's based upon inner enlightenment. You know, being better people, understanding ourselves, understanding our connection with this world, because that's what it's about. Understanding those hidden mysteries of this universe. We're so busy arguing about religion and theology that in 2,000 years, most of humanity hasn't grown past, you know, adolescence of spirituality. We've got to come out of this dogma of, well, it has to be this way or that way. Because if it truly does have to be this way or that way, won't the gods intervene? Won't your God fix things? And if that God chooses not to fix things, were they really God at all? Think for a moment. Let the gods be the gods. And let humanity be humanity. We were put here to care for Mother Earth. We were put here, I firmly believe this. We were put here to care for life. Everything on this earth has a balance. And I don't know if everybody knows this, and I think they do. We messed up. Our ancestors messed up. We still mess up. But if we allow that mutual respect of differences and we allow each other to be who it is that we are, Mother Earth, I think, can heal. Our positive energy, our focus on what is right within, growing in enlightenment, things will grow much, much better. Mother Earth will begin to heal. Society will begin to heal. And we'll see all these crazy actions in society disappear. Everything from mass shootings, murder, homicides, you know, whatever it may be, I firmly believe those things will start to dwindle away. Those things will begin to subside and eventually disappear because people won't feel the same way that they do. They won't have the same issues that they have right now. They won't have the same quarrels that they do now. There is a way to peace. There is a way to achieve being who it is that you are. Just take some time and think about what I've said. Be brave, everybody. Be courageous. Do something today that you would never have done before. Do it. Do a positive thing. Change this world. Be that change. This has been Richard Kent from the Pagan Empire Corporate. If you ever want to be a guest on this show, because we will begin to have guests here shortly, it won't just be me, just email us at thepaganempire@gmail.com. Visit our website at www.thepaganempire.com. Message us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.